Shalom to all. Chizik Yomi, Pasha Chizik, October 3rd, Pasha Sazinu 2025. Guys, forgive me on the lack of video today, but we'll do a quick 2-in-1. Pasha Sazinu, I hope everyone had a beautiful and meaningful Yom Kippur. As we prepare for Sukkot, these holy days, we don't say Tachlon now, days of preparation. Guys, a small idea, short idea. The end of Pasha Sazinu, we know Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Jewish people right before he's about to pass on. And if you want to look inside, chapter 32, Pasuk 47, Mem Zion. He says like this, after he tells us the Jewish people, you know, what to do and how to be careful when you enter into the land of Israel, says Moshe Rabbeinu, says, Moses, our leader, ki loy dover raku mikem ki hu chayechem. He says, these words of Torah, you should know, they're not something empty. Rather, it is your life. Guys, what did I take from these words from Moses? What I took is like this. Many of us in our lifetimes, we feel, okay, there's my life, you know, my business life, my sports life, my health, my whatever I'm involved in, my familial life, and then there's Torah. And there's God. You know, I'm going to try to merge the two together, but you know, the two separate lives. Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling his guys, it's one and the same. It's not something empty, rather it's your life. If a person says, I want to double down my efforts, I want to connect with God, Hashem, I just had a Yom Kippur, I'm pure, I'm a new being. I'm a new vessel. I'm connecting with you. Ah, now when a person is connected with God, he can have his beautiful life, emotionally, spiritually, physically, mental blessing, everything. Right? He'll have his sports, he'll have his restaurants, he'll have his money, but he's doing connected with God. So, chever, the chizik from this week's Parsha, as in as we preparing to Shabbos Kodesh this week is, I'm pure, I'm connected with God. It's not two separate lives, it's one life. Wherever I go, I'm bringing God with. Like I told one of my students when he was going to Tel Aviv for Shabbat, I said, I want you to know, God is with you 100% just as much in Tel Aviv as he is with you in the Beis Medrash. Now, I'm not saying we're on to Tel Aviv, but if a person recognizes that, wherever I go, Hashem is with me, he loves me, he cares about me, it's one. Ki yu chayechem, it's my life. Without bizochet, to all the blessing, everyone should have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. And I can't wait to see from you all next week.